Are you looking for me? I'm very near you. I'm not in holy places, nor in idols or solitude, nor temples, nor mosques, nor hiding in the mountains. I'm not in chanting, nor in fasting, not in austerities, not in any techniques, nor in good deeds, nor in the wilderness. I'm not in the in-breath or the out-breath, nor in the cosmos, nor the sky, nor am I in distant caves. If you look in the right place, you can find me in an instant. I'm in the breath of all breaths. I'm in accepting. These words of Kabir says is all. I'm in accepting. And that is what all the mystics, all the masters are there for. Just so you can start accepting things as they are. To see things as they are. To become who you are. But then the mind has to be quiet. Your ideas, your judgments, your comparisons, your whole past has to go. That is what I call the homework. Then the next is just to fall in tune. To fall in tune with the truth. To fall in tune with the Beloved. Then more and more you see things as they are. It's nothing you can do. It happens by itself. But there is another step beyond the mind. And as long as your mind is torturing you, you will not be allowed into that temple that Kabir is talking about, that all the mystics is talking about. That is acceptance. That is surrender. That is let go. Are you looking for me? I'm very near you. I'm not in holy places, nor in idols, nor solitude, nor in temples, nor in mosques. No hiding in the mountains. I'm not in chanting, neither in techniques, nor fasting, nor austerities, nor good deeds, nor in the wilderness. I'm not in the in-breath, nor the out-breath, nor in the cosmos, nor the sky, nor am I in distant caves. If you look in the right place, you can find me in an instant. And what is the right place? It's here, it's now. But to be available to here and now, past and future has to go. I am in the breaths of all breaths. I am in accepting. That's why Punjaji once told me that to let go of the last illusion to get born, to live, to die, I must find an enlightened master and just stay there. He said there was nothing more I could do, but I haven't done that. A string connected to my heart pulled me strongly. It was painful not to follow. Are you my master? Anusha. Where's Anusha? This string connected to your heart that pulled you so strongly. Where was it pulling you? It was pulling you here. Then? Who can ask? Your mind can ask. Is this my master? Is this not my master? But what does the heart say? That heart, that thread that pulled you so strongly, it was painful not to follow. Then why not follow then? What does that say? What does that heart say? That is the only one that can answer. That knows, whatever the mind says, it knows. Who you want to listen to? This is the question. Are you tired of the mind or you want to follow the heart? Are you tired to give yourself pain? Do you want to be free? This is the questions. Punjaji once told me that to let go of the last illusion, to get born, to live, to die, I must find an enlightened master and just stay there. Yes. That is the only thing I know about also. Because it worked. But that's why they say that this guru yoga, they say in India, is the ultimate yoga. Only that is the true yoga, because yoga, it means union, melting, becoming one. You cannot do that. You need the master. And that means then you are tired of everything else. You are tired of this pain then. This, it was painful not to follow. How can it be painful? So Papaji once told me that to let go of the last illusion, to get born, to live, to die, I must find an enlightened master and just stay there. Yes. He is saying it as it is. I know from myself. So now you are here again, only you can answer. This is the only thing I know that works, because that means that you are ready to get in tune with the master. And what is the master? That is love, that is consciousness, that is rest. So the more you stay with the Papaji, with the master, the more you fall in tune with that. That is the only thing that works. No studying, no techniques, no meditation. This only to be more and more in tune. That is the easiest. But then one has to be ready also. That is what it is to be with the master. That's why they say in India, when you come to a master, when you come to satsang, the only thing you can offer the guru is your head. Huh? If it only had been that easy, But people, that's how maybe the old sages would love it to be. Because they know what this is about. But when you come with your heads, no? You don't know about this, and especially not in the West. They have no ideas about this. They have no idea about this master-discipleship, this trust, this love. And now so many say, you don't need a master. What is that? The master is outdated. You are that. You are already that. These are just because they don't dare to stand up for the truth. Yes, all master says that you are that. But you have forgotten. You're still struggling. So if you just think that you are that in your, then you haven't moved a bit then. The masters, out of the compassion from the universe, it comes and teach you how to come back. The only way that can teach you is somebody who knows it. Just to accept yourself as you are in your confusion, what will that help? The masters teach you 1001 things. That's why it's so important to get in tune. Otherwise, just words. You have already so many words. It's not about what the enlightened ones are saying. Yes, that can be beautiful also. Of course it's beauty, because it's coming from beauty. But it's more to get in tune. It's deeper than the words. So that is what Papaji means. To let go, I must find an enlightened master and just stay there. When you have come to that point that no, you just stay there. No, I'm not interested, I tried. No, I just want peace. No, I'm not looking. I just want to go deeper. I'm not comparing, I'm not judging. No, I want to get rid of all this. No, I want to get free of the mind. No, I want to devote myself to love, to truth, to peace. That's when you should come to a master. But it's not so easy because you have no idea when you first come. You have to learn. You have to unburden yourself. And then maybe one day you can just sit with the master. Be in tune with the master. When you have left your so-called ideas and identity and ego far, far, far behind, then the joy of being together in a totally new way, where your mind is not destroying everything, interrupting the peace. He said there was nothing more I could do. No, there is nothing more you could do. But that is if you are ready to just stay there. If your mind, if you are mature enough to see that this is nothing more to do now, because I tried. That's what I'm saying. If you feel it's something to do, do it. For God's sake, do it. Do more therapy. Do more techniques. Exhaust yourself. Do more primal family constellation. Tantra and yantra and mantras. Do whatever you can. Till maybe one day, no, you want peace. There is a beautiful ancient song in India, and it says like that, I tried everything. I tried all the mantras, the tantras, the yantras, the techniques, the meditations. I've been to all the holy places. No, I'm here. No, please just hold my hand. No, I want to be your friend. Please. That is satsang. But who is there? Very, very few is so ripe when they come. Because it's a whole new dimension of your being. You have to grow into it. You have to remember. And many, many who comes to satsang, most of them, it's not new. So you will start to remember. But that is if you just stay here. Because when you go out, when you're trying to get free of the past, that's why Papaji just say, stay here. That's why every master just say, stay here. Be here as much as possible. Because then you get more and more infused by the energy that is happening around the enlightened one. Then you start remembering also. If you want to be free for something, you don't go back to that which make you forgetful. Or do you? That's why it's such a challenge. And you have to be more and more aware when you do your so-called normal life, to incorporate it in your normal life, to become more and more the new. That which you don't know, but something is pulling it. That is the courage. To follow that whisper, to follow that string that is connected to your heart. Are you my master? No, I don't like to anybody's master. But for you, I can play it. If it helps. For me, there is no master, no disciple. But it helped me. That's why I'm offering it to you. You have to decide. I don't need any disciples. I don't need anything. And what is the master there for in the first place? Just to remind you that you are the master. But the forgetfulness is so deep that you need somebody to remind you again and again and again. So, maybe, maybe not. I'm available if you are. But I cannot answer you that because for me, I'm not anybody's master. A master means somebody who is his own master. But the amazing thing, any master, any true master doesn't see himself as a master. That can only be a bogus master, an ego master. But it's a very strange kind of game. Because you have to be available. That's what Osho said. This is the ultimate game. When you have tried every game, this is the last. If you're ready for the last, the most beautiful is saved to the last. Then welcome. We will play the master-disciple game. After that, you free any games. So if you are tired, welcome to the game. And it's not work, it is a game, it's a leela. That's what they say in India, it's God's play, it's a leela. And it's nothing, something serious. And definitely for me it's nothing serious. Already you're so serious. And especially this spiritual business has been so serious for so many centuries. No. Beautiful, yes. Truthful, yes. Loving, yes. Because that's what you need. Not any more teachings. This is beyond the teaching. But that you can only find if you feel in tune. There is nothing more you could do. But I haven't done that, you say. No. He's back now. Are you going to do it now? Nothing has changed. What he said was true. I can only say the same. If you are lucky enough, not only to find an enlightened one, which is very difficult, but to find somebody that you can fall in tune with, or you understand his or her language, if you can dig him, then you're very lucky. I met many enlightened people, I didn't dig them at all. Then you are very lucky. And listen to your heart. You are welcome, Anusha. Anything else? Just come. I just say, as Papaji said, if you really want, get more and more in tune, just come. Come as much as you can. Sometimes it's difficult, no? He said, I just stay there. Sometimes that is difficult, no? I understand. But do the best out of it now. No opportunity is here again now. No, it's a new chapter. Come, get more and more in tune. When I came to Osho, that's what he told me when I got sannyas. No, he said, just stay here. You have traveled enough. Stay here. And I said, okay. That was it, okay. Thank you. And I stayed. That's the only thing they can say. Then it's up to us then. For me it was no doubt. Nothing could hold me back. Okay, thank you. Look now what happened. If you listen to them, then you will see. If you don't listen to them, then what is blame them? You can't just listen to the words. You have to do as they say also. great mystic, Brahmanan, he says, who else can help? Who else can help other than the living master? Who else can erase our worldly sorrows? How else can erase our confusion? The river of life is so deep. The current is strong. Everybody is being swept away. My master took kindly to me and pulled me to the shore. Anger, desires, stupidity, and greed were stealing me blind. But he gave me the sword of knowledge, of self-knowledge, and drove them away. My destination was far. The night was dark. I couldn't see my way. But he put me on the straight road, and reached me home. He who surrender his body, mind, wealth, and pleases his master is able to cross this ocean with joy and ease. With joy and ease. He who surrender his body, mind, and wealth and pleases his master is able to cross this ocean of samsara with joy and ease. This ocean is so deep, the currents are so strong, everybody is being swept away. But my master took kindly to me and pulled me to the shore. But then you have to reach that hand then. This is how it's always been. This is what Brahmanan says. This is his own experience. This is Papaji's experience. This is my experience. This is everybody's experience who have realized. He who surrender his body, mind, and wealth and pleases his master is able to cross this ocean with joy and ease. Not only to cross it, but with joy and ease. Yahoo! This happens when it happens. And sannyas is just the beginning of that new. You have to grow into it. As you understand more and more, you see the truth of it. You can have that understanding from your own life. Then you understand these words more and more that they've been saying for thousands of years. But remember, this is not the ordinary people. This is the seekers, this is the devotees, these are the sannyasins, these are the enlightened ones. Ordinary people don't know about that language. They don't know about that state. They say there is a state which you have totally forgotten. That state is yourself. Brahmanan says, keep close to the master and your life will become successful. The awakening will happen that erases all ignorance You can worship all the idols you like, read as much as you want, visit as many holy places as you wish, but without the Master's help, delusion does not disappear. Sacrifices, charities, austerities, chanting, rosaries, tattoos, you can try any method you like. Without self-knowledge, there is no liberation. You cannot get the fruit that the Master gives you. Doing anything else, he puts you in touch with the heart. He puts you in touch with the heart. That is the one that's going to free you, because that is a much bigger dimension of yourself than the mind. And the Master only talks to your heart. He's not interested in your mind. As long as you filter everything through the mind, you can't hear what they are saying. You cannot get the fruits the Master gives you doing anything else. He puts you in touch with the heart. That's the only thing you can be receptive to. Nothing else will help. You have to learn the forgotten language of innocence, of the heart, of silence, of love, of trust. Beloved Master, you are the greatest gift. Thank you. Forever grateful, Bhavya. Bhavya is happy? You know, another great woman, mystic, Mira, she also said that, I have found the greatest gift there is. I have found the jewel of God's love. My Master gave me this priceless gift. With great kindness, he made me his. Very nice. Huh? My Master gave me this priceless gift. With great kindness, he made me his. The quest of a lifetime has ended, no more searching. The captain of love took me across this worldly ocean to the realm where every pebble is a jewel. Mira has found. The greatest gift. Therefore, it's an honor to be here. I keep asking myself why I am here. What was it that your face and words made me long for when I watched your clip on YouTube? I know what it is. It is beauty, it is truth, it is compassion. So now I'm here, and I feel that I'm surrounded by beauty, by love and compassion. And it scares me a little, because my mind tells me that all this beauty is not inside me. The love and compassion is not inside me. This is how it is in the beginning, because you will see a totally different reality. You are surrounded by beauty, by love, by compassion. Then you will see it, sense it. No, it's just to integrate that. That is the challenge. No, you have seen it. That is what a Buddha feel is. It is beauty, love, and compassion. This is a proof that something is possible. And it scares me a little, you say. Yes, because it is new. And because my mind tells me that this beauty is not inside me. This love and compassion is not inside me. Inside me there is so much bullshit, so much doubt. There is a longing for beauty, for truth and compassion. I want to let go of the longing and start to recognize that which is true inside me. Thank you for your beauty. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Your friend Martin. Martin. Very good. I have a new friend, Martin. Come here, Martin. You saw it on the YouTube, then you were attracted, no? You don't know. There's so much bullshit inside. You find any bullshit now? Martin? You find any bullshit?
Not as long as I look at you.
Then?
No.
No? Then? This is who you are now, no? No bullshit. How does that feel? To have no bullshit? Any doubt? No bullshit, no doubt. How is that possible? Then that is what is there. Inside there is so much clarity, no doubt. How does that feel?
Feels good.
Embrace it.
Thank you.
Take care of it. Because it's very fragile. You have to nurture it. But it's there. Let it grow, let it become stronger. Don't focus on the bullshit and the doubt, that is the past. Now it's something new now. You have seen a different reality. You are a different reality. Very beautiful letter. It's an honor to be here. I kept asking myself why I'm here. What was it that your face and your words made me long for when I watched your clip on YouTube? I know what it is. It is beauty. It is true. Truth. It is compassion. That's very beautiful because that's the only thing I want to remind you of. That is something else. So now I'm here and I feel that I'm surrounded by beauty, by love and compassion. It scares me a little. Does it?
I feel scared a little sometimes.
No, now. Are you scared now?
No.
And even my mind tells me that all this beauty is inside me. You just change a little bit. That's what I do. I rearrange people. Yeah, this is how the old negative mind, you know, the suffering ego, because my mind tells me that this beauty is not inside me, this love and compassion is not inside me. No, even my mind tells me. Even my mind has surrendered. He understands that he has no power over me. Because now I devote myself to love and compassion and truth. And then there is so much clarity and no doubt. There is a longing for beauty, truth and compassion. I want to let go of the longing and start to recognize that which is true inside me. If you have that longing, if you want that, then no problem. It's happening. That's why you are here. You're welcome, Martin. Take a big breath. Ah. Just be sure that your true self is your true self. Beloved one, I would like to share with you a dream that I had some time ago. I was in a very simple house with many seekers also around. Some were cleaning the house, some sitting at the big table in the kitchen chatting. All of us were very careful and aware of the old man sitting on the floor by the door, looking at some chickens outside. It was a very simple place. This old man was so beautiful and simple, and I was feeling totally in love and devoted to him. He was not saying anything, but he has a kind of hardness, giving no attention at all to anybody. But I remember the moments when he was looking at my eyes and smiling while I was bringing him some food. He liked my food, the food I used to prepare for him. Just to talk about him makes me cry and feel warm inside. When I woke up, I was crying in devotion, knowing that I had lived that. I remember him, this old man, this guru. I was there, serving him. And now I'm here with you. I love you so much. I love to make food for you. Thank you, my beloved guru. May I be forever at your feet in this endless love. Yours, Sugandhi. I told you many times, you will remember, and many of you have been in these situations or with gurus and masters before, and with me before, in different ways and in different situations. And it's beautiful to see that one is back again on the right track. On the path of love. In a path where you can say, may I be here forever. Then there is definitely nowhere to go then. That is the sign. And tears of devotion, of gratitude, that is the true prayer. Then everything falls away very easily because you remember what it's all about, what is important. Then growth is not difficult, it is easy, it is effortless because it's nothing you do anymore. You remember and you allow it. It becomes you, it becomes your life. There's no more conflict because there is remembrance, there is love, there is understanding. Listen to these words of Mira. Beloved, your love is my life support. What do I have to do with all these worldly people? All these connections are false. The games of the world is false. The body is false. False is the coming and going of breath. False is this illusion of safety. For me, your love has become real. I have become of your color. I only want that. For me, your love has become real. I have become of your color. That's how it is when you mix a little color in a big color, it becomes the same color. I do what you have showed me. I remember with the one-pointed mind. Please, please keep your eye on me. Don't let me forget. The day I get to see you, my sorrow vanish. I offer you my life. Please awaken my heart. I always available at your feet. Now I'm in your care. Please keep me with you. This is mirror. When you remember what it's all about, then there is easy to let go of everything that is false. Because you have remembered something that is so much more beautiful. May everybody remember and have a good journey on this sunny day, wherever you are going. Yes, Anusha? Om Shanti. Be happy and listen to the heart. So one day the mind disappears. Be happy that you are coming back.